At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You cannot go to Ruhlman's Steakhouse today because they're opening up on Wednesday this week. They do have burritos tomorrow for lunch from 11 to 1 if you stop
burrito.
By outside. Yeah, they've got a variety of burritos. If you stop out front of Ruhlman's, you can get that tomorrow. But today fully off at Ruhlman's. But it's a great place to get lunch or dinner. A lot of steak options. You like the sirloin? I like the filet mignon. New York strip also out there, ribeye.
Is that what you get, the filet mignon?
Oh, yeah. If I'm able to, yes. It's the best cut. Sirloin's also... I do like sirloin. I'm a sirloin guy also. I'm not taking a shot. I love sirloin. But if I can get the best, it's filet mignon.
I should have mentioned that we're going to the Golden Steer.
I have not been there in Vegas.
Yeah, it's a famous steakhouse in Vegas. It's a Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe, dropping names that have been there. Frank Sinatra. It was a mobster hangout. It's in the movie Casino, by the way.
Me and Jay Foreman went to a steakhouse.
What's it called?
Last February for the Super Bowl. It was owned by a Nebraskan. I forget what that was. Help me out, listeners. Some Nebraskan owns the casino and the restaurant, and we went in there. It was a 9-course meal. Never been more full or happily full in my entire life.
Wow. Now, I'm not eating 9 courses, but I might.
Wheeled. There's me and Jay and his wife. I was the third.
I third wheeled the
steak meal. Yeah, and it was amazing. I forget the restaurant, the casino. It was not on the strip. It was a ways away from the strip. We had to Uber there.
Do you have presents?
Yeah, before we get to Scotty Scheffler and his dominance, I walked into the station this morning and there was stuff at the front door, which is always a little concerning, but this was clear. I got a bag. It says sack of bleep on it. It says, "Dear sirs, please give this trash away to listeners or someone who cares. Thanks from a breaker." What would that trash be? Here's a book that says Frost, A Husker's Journey Home.
Why
anybody
would
want the Frost book?
Why would it be presented that way?
It's a nice book. Look, nice hardcover.
That's a nice book. That's a nice book.
Look at him on the back. Look how young he looks there.
Hold on a second. What did the note say?
This is from the writers of the Omaha World Herald.
Yeah, this is...
The note said this. "Dear sirs, please give this trash away to listeners or someone who cares. Thanks, a breaker."
I'm assuming that's not a shot at the World Herald. That's a shot at probably the...
Here's a shirt in here as well.
It's a shot of Frosty.
The shirt is...
Can we just
trash,
say this is missing tooth, Greg?
Likely so.
I know it is. It's missing
this shirt
tooth, Greg.
It's got a tag on it, so it's not been worn. This one says...
What's it say?
"Welcome home, Coach Frost." If you want this shirt, it'll be at the station.
Missing tooth.
No one's going to claim this.
Wait a second. Are you sure nobody will claim it?
They might.
Missing tooth, Greg. Directing some animus towards the former Nebraska coach.
There's some jewelry here also.
Okay, what's that?
I'm going to keep this one myself.
Jewelry.
I'm keeping this. This is the Huskers take over the Guinness Tour House in Dublin. I'm keeping this one. This is mine because I was there.
You should keep
that. I didn't get this, but I was at the storehouse.
Keep that.
Thank you, Greg. This is mine to keep.
Missing tooth, Greg.
But the other ones, come get them, breakers.
Missing tooth, Greg, directing
might
animus.
Might be a poster here also.
Directing animus towards Frost. My God.
This is wrapped
just
up
go ahead
well.
And do it. You're just throwing.
I'm just throwing stuff. Father's like, I'm cleaning up the place right now. I'm getting all just destroyed. All right, this is a poster. It's embarrassing.
Farley, by the way, a human resources nightmare.
He's going to join me tomorrow on the show when you're gone and Bill's out of town. So Farley's with me tomorrow. Here's a poster. A couple posters, apparently.
All right.
Please tell me what this is.
Nebraska. It's a Nebraska football schedule from 2018. It's a big poster. And it has Frost on it. Let me see it. I can't see what it says. The past and the present are returned to excellence. The past and the present are returned to excellence. With
Farley's got a lighter to light this thing up, apparently. Light it up, Farley.
Farley has a lighter. Wow. Wait a second. Somebody might want to claim that.
Well, it'll be at the station for you for free. Free 99 for this stuff. I'm keeping the storehouse thing. You
from
guys
Dublin,
take the rest.
From Dublin. You're keeping the
on the floor.
You're keeping the Dublin memorabilia.
Yep.
Memorabilia.
Keep that one because I had a great time there.
Wow. Missing Tooth Greg.
Throwing stuff away. Come and get at the station.
Obviously, now what happened is Missing Tooth Greg is displeased with Frost's appearance at Big 12 Media Days.
Apparently so.
With his comments about Nebraska not being a... What'd he say? He took the wrong job. That's what he said.
He did. Essentially so.
Didn't really put the onus on himself. It was off the record.
By the way...
What?
Regarding Carter Nelson, people are saying that he was seen jogging in the race this weekend.
Good. Good sign.
Was that the fun run?
Well, they have a it's a charity run.
Okay.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional grade products and next day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Apparently, he was jogging in that race yesterday.
I got to think he's okay. He came sprinting out of the tunnel for that, into the spring fling that they do. He came running out of the tunnel, sprinting.
We'll see what rule says about it and what happens throughout the fall.
It's the beauty of Big Ten Media Days.
Yes. Quickly, before we get to our next segment, I got to give a major shout-out to...
We don't have to go quick on
Scotty
this.
Scheffler. Let's rewind for a second back to early May.
Please do.
People were freaking out because he had not won an event yet this year. He played well at the Masters, did not win it, but he had not won any events at all this season. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to I forget what it was. He went to a small event and blew out the field by like 9 shots. Wins the PGA the next week, so he gets a major on the belt. U.S. Open, it wasn't great there. I think still top 15 at the U.S. Open. And then he goes to Royal Portrush in Ireland this weekend, and he absolutely destroys the field. Wins by 4, which is not dominant on in terms of strokes, but Sip, at one point yesterday, he had a 7-shot lead.
Jeez.
Only 6 holes into his round.
So he went 17 under for the...
Yeah, he was at 17 under. Then he had a double bogey that brought him back to, I think, a 3-shot lead. Then he got back to 17 under again and ends at 17 under par. 4 shots to clear the field. And he joins now Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods as the only players to all win the Masters, the Open, and the PGA all before age 30.
Mm.
How about that? That's some elite company there for Mr. Scheffler.
Well, you're a Tiger fan. And now,
he's a Tiger fan.
Now people are talking. This is what Rory said. In a historical context, this is Rory McIlroy, who's from Ireland.
Yes, he is.
In a historical context, you could argue that there's maybe 2 or 3 players in the history of the game that have been on a run like the one Scotty's been on here for the last 24 to 36 months. I mean, I kind of wonder what Tiger thinks of all this, by the way.
We haven't heard from Tiger much on Scotty.
So he already won the PGA Championship by 5 shots this year, Sheffield.
Yep.
He won the Masters last year by 4
Yep.
Shots.
Yeah, not this year, but last year.
Yeah, and the Masters in 22 by 3
Yeah, he's, when he wins, he dominates.
Right. Before Sunday, no one had ever won each of their first four majors by 3 shots or more. So, yeah, I know I'm reading right from ESPN.
Well, it's fine, but Scottie Scheffler, when he's in the lead, it's over. Like, he does, you know, you don't... You don't see... The damaging triple bogey. He had a double, but he was still up. He was up by 7 at that point. He could afford a double bogey, and he got it back with 2 birdies quickly thereafter.
What's this tell you about his closing ability? 11th straight time he turned a 54-hole lead into victory.
11th? If he's leading, it's over. Heading into Sunday.
So he's tougher than hell mentally, right?
Yes, he is.
I mean,
his swing is still confusing. It doesn't look like a guy that would be number one in the world and winning all these tournaments because he has weird balance. But he's consistent. And his putting has been not great. It was great this weekend, though. Great this weekend in Ireland.
Shane Lowry says his bad shots are really good. That's when you know someone's really good. Is that your experience?
No, my bad shots are shanked into the woods or the water, but yes.
Have you played with people that even their bad shots are pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's annoying, but also incredible to watch.
I wonder what the level of awe you as a golfer would experience if you played with Scottie Scheffler at Mahoney today.
Well, he'd probably shoot...
what would he shoot at Mahoney?
56 there, maybe.
No way.
Unbreakable course record.
Do you think he would shoot a 56 at Mahoney?
This guy is shot... I mean, they shoot the lower 60s at major venues. Mahoney... Not trying to shout out Mahoney. I shot 6 under one time on my own ball on the front nine. Now, that will never happen again. I was playing lights out golf. But me... Lowly me. I shot a 29 at Mahoney.
How about a 61 at Mahoney?
I'll never ever shoot that again, but.
How about Scheffler?
That's a bad day for him at Mahoney, shooting a 61.
What a freak.
He's going to drive several par fours there. Yeah. The par fives, you get all of them in two, so he's got a guaranteed birdie every time, if not eagle. Like, understand, but again.
I don't understand. Like
these courses that they play are sometimes like 7,600 yards. Mm-hmm. Mahoney's like 6,400.
Okay.
He's going to have to play with an iron to make it even fair the whole time.
Right.
If he goes driver, he's going to shoot 56 there.
Yeah.
And I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But
anyway.
Congrats to Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, he's rolling.
Four major championships. Now all he needs is the U.S. Open to get the career Grand Slam. Age 29, he is an animal, and it's fun to watch him play incredible golf. Two majors this year. No big deal. When we come back, Bills Thrills, it's Jake's Take today on Football Facts Monday, and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.